We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
I know it's not the best day to say this because yesterday, in another game that no one cares about, Brad Hand blew up. But yesterday was an example on why the Yankees could use left-handed specialist, because Chasen Shreve, who is now... When I saw him last night, here's what I call him. Here's my nickname for him. He is the left-handed Hansel Robles, who, by the way...
They DFA'd him.
Yes, and he made his debut
with the Angels,
And guess what? Kendrys Morales, point to the sky, Hansel. Game-winning home run, in the 11th or 12th.
I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah.
What a shock.
So, Chasen Shreve comes into a game in which the Yankee bullpen was marvelous. I mean, the Yankee bullpen yesterday... didn't allow a hit until Chasen Shreve came in. Adam Warren's great. Jonathan Holder. I mean, are you kidding me?
Yeah, he's
Jonathan
been good.
Holder. Seven up, seven down, see you later. David Robertson, Dellin Betances, even Chad Green for two innings. And Chasen Shreve basically let you shut the TV off in seconds. The first pitch he throws, they call it an ambush. I don't call it an ambush. I call Chasen Shreve dumbly throwing a fastball right down the middle, and the dude, Jake Bowers, hitting the ball a mile. That's what I call it. And it ended the game.
Yep.
And it ended the game in which the Yankees came back.
It didn't hit the speaker either.
No, it did not. It ends a game in which Giancarlo has five hits, like you mentioned.
Yep.
It ends a game in which this Yankee bullpen was stupendous. And it makes you realize, again, even though the Yankees are a team that could still win 105 games and they don't have a lot of flaws, but the left-handed side of that bullpen, forget Chapman, he's the closer, they could use an upgrade because Chasen Shreve is just not very good right now.
Yep. No, you're right. 100%. They do need a lefty out of the bullpen, 100%, no doubt about it. And it also shows you how over a course of 162 games, no matter how good you are, you're going to have, you're going to lose three games in a row at some point. You know,
sure.
That's the first time all year they've lost three games in a row. But it can happen to the best of teams over 162 games, and it could happen against bad teams. That's the funny thing about the Yankees.
Yep.
You know, they get swept by the Rays, who were an under 500 team. They lost two out of three to Texas, who was an under 500 team. And they lost three out of four earlier in the year to the Orioles at home, who's an under 500 team. It's weird with them.
Well, that's why, you know, we had a caller last week saying, hey, the Yankees are going to run away with it because the Red Sox have been mediocre against the good teams, and all they've done is beat up on bad teams. The Yankees have done a historic job against good teams, but it doesn't matter how you get to the number.
It doesn't matter.
If they both get to the same number, who cares how you get there?
And right now, the Yankees, they're two games ahead of them in the loss column.
They're two games
ahead
in the loss
column. That's where they
are
right
now. The problem is the Yankees have to play a doubleheader.
Yep.
And so they've got to make these games up.
Right.
And as good as the Yankees are, I mean, they're 50-25.
They got the Red Sox this weekend, right, at the stadium?
They do. They have three games against the Red Sox. But despite the fact that two up in the loss column, you got to make those games up. And as we saw in Detroit when they played that makeup doubleheader, it's not easy sweeping doubleheaders.
No.
So it is a two-game lead, but you can't just assume you win the games you have to make up. But it doesn't matter who you beat. You don't get extra points for beating up the Astros and the Mariners.
Absolutely not.
That's not the way it works. But I believe it from the beginning of the season. I certainly believe it today. Maybe not to the extent of them both winning 100 games. I certainly didn't believe that at the beginning of the year. But this is going to be nip and tuck between these two teams.
Yeah, there's no question about
it. It's going to be close.
Yep, yep.
I think a couple of things about this Yankee roster right now. They are so deep in their farm system, as we've talked about, that you look at certain guys and you say, are they good enough to remain on this roster? And one of the guys I bring that up about is Neil Walker. I think Neil Walker is a... solid major leaguer. We saw him pinch hit for. In fact, Clint Frazier was the one pinch hitting for Neil Walker when he hit the ball off the speaker in the ninth inning. But you look at Brandon Drury in the minor leagues, and you ask yourself this question. I think it's a fair question. Should Neil Walker have a job in the major leagues right now? It's tough to convince yourself, yes. Number two, and I'm not saying this guy should lose his job, but Greg Bird's got to start hitting.
Yeah.
Greg Bird has not done
a lot. He hasn't hit at all. Now you got Sanchez going on a DL, too.
And then let's get to that, because... Gary Sanchez, and this is the beauty of hustling, right? He's hustling. He's trying to break up a double play. Gary Sanchez, we've criticized him at times. You know, he hasn't really hustled. Sometimes he looks lazy. Gary Sanchez is busting it in the 10th inning to break up a double play. And look what happens. He suffers this groin injury. And today's MRI is going to tell us a lot. Because, and usually with the Yankees at least, I trust them when they say, hey, this guy's going to miss a certain period of time. If it's a bad injury, Gary Sanchez could be out for a couple of months.
Could be.
And while Austin Romine has done a fine job filling in, I think he'll be exposed as an everyday catcher. I don't think he's an everyday catcher. I don't believe it. So I think that would be a big blow to this lineup to take. Obviously, Gary Sanchez out of it. And just when you start to feel like, well, maybe he's coming out of it. Maybe he's going to get going. So that's got a chance to be a very significant injury. So you cross your fingers if you're a Yankee fan and you hope it's just a couple of weeks. But I don't know, man. When you see a guy have that groin injury, it could be really, really bad.
It could be. You're 100% right.
And their depth will be tested because Romine, to me, is a backup catcher. We'll see if he has to play every day.
Who's their backup to him?
Kyle Higashioka, who will be called up.
Right.
He's nothing more than a AAA catcher. So depending on the severity of the injury, we'll see if the Yankees feel like they have to do anything about it. I mean, one thing about Romine that's positive is it seems like he's very good working with these pitchers.
Yes, but
But Gary's a better hitter despite the slumps he's had this year.
No question about it.
And Gary's got a cannon back there. He never gets enough credit for that.
Yeah, he does.
We saw that a little bit this weekend. The other concern is Domingo Germán, because Domingo Germán took a major step back. Now, I thought when Echeverria hit that home run against him, the pitch before he got squeezed, it looked like it was strike three. But, hey, nevertheless, you still have to go out and make a pitch. And this was Herman's worst performance. I mean, he was not very good. And to give up 9 hits in 3 innings against this lineup is not good at all. And, of course, the bullpen, like we mentioned, bailed him out to keep him close and keep him in this game. But it reaffirms the questions, especially after Jonathan Loaisiga didn't pitch well in his last start.
He's pitching tonight, too, isn't he, against the Phillies?
He's going tonight against the Phillies. We'll see how he does. He's only made 2 major league starts.
Right.
But Herman's performance, again, brings up the whole idea of, hey, go out and get a starting pitcher. Now, the news on Tanaka.
They will. I mean, that's a given. They're going to do that.
Oh, yeah, I think so. Just a matter of who, when, why, and how many.
Right.
And how much it costs.
I told you to trade. I'm ready to make. Now he's got to come back and start pitching again. But I told you to trade. I told you. I'm ready to trade Syndergaard now. I'm ready.
The question is, are the Yankees ready to acquire Noah Syndergaard?
You like this trade? You know the trade. Should I throw it out there?
Throw it out there.
All right. Here's the trade. Now, again, Syndergaard's got to come back and he's got to be pitching. I understand that. I mean, who knows? Maybe he's on his way to the witness protection program as well. I don't know. Him and Yoenis on some island somewhere. Who knows? But here's the trade that I would make. Syndergaard to the Yankees. Clint Frazier. Brandon Drury. I'm not even asking for Andujar or anything like that. Clint Frazier. Brandon Drury. Sheffield. There you go.
Well, I think if Noah Syndergaard...
I think it's fair.
Well, I think if Noah Syndergaard is healthy...
Right. Well, he's got to be healthy.
The Yankees do that in a second.
Right now, he's on an island somewhere with Yoenis.
Yeah, they're chilling.
God knows where.
Who knows?
Fiji.
It's all about health, though. He's got to come back.
I don't know.
He's got to come back and pitch. But let's be honest with each other. If he's coming back and he's pitching and he's healthy, you're not making that trade. Who are you kidding?
Hey, you know what?
You're not.
I don't know.
If he's healthy?
I don't know anymore. I don't know anymore.
If he's healthy and pitching.
I don't know anymore.
All right, let's find out. Let's see when he's healthy. I don't know if he's ever going to be healthy.
You know what? But they are so bereft now of young position players. And at least I'm getting 2 young position players right away. And the ceiling to me for Frazier is very high.
Oh, no. And
Drury's only 25 years old.
I'm not debating that part. I'm saying that when a guy isn't healthy, it's much easier for all of us to say trade his ass.
I understand.
That's all.
But I am so fed up with this franchise and this organization, and I'm so tired of the nonsense. You know, I look at it this way with the Mets. Their rotation is okay enough if you have DeGrom, Mats, Wheeler, and even if you want to throw Lugo in there, even though he's been bad the last couple times out. That's my feeling on it. That's my feeling.
Yeah, I think it's a very interesting offer. The more I think about it, I lean towards no.
Okay.
And I admit
that. From
the
Met point of view.
Yeah, from a Yankee perspective, I would do it if Noah can prove he's healthy getting a young, controllable guy.
Right.
I mean, ask yourself this, Yankee fans. Right. Ask yourself this. Michael Fulmer, who's not as good as Noah Syndergaard.
He's not as good as
Noah Syndergaard, right? If the Tigers said to get Michael Fulmer, you'd have to give up that package, that's probably what it would take. Whether you do it or not is up to you.
Right, right.
Now, if I'm a Yankee fan and I have a choice between Michael Fulmer, and even though Noah Syndergaard's got the stink of being a Met, which I know offends a lot of Yankee fans.
Of course, that means he's a loser.
He's a loser.
Right.
I don't think it's much of a decision. Ernie, would you agree that if you're deciding...
Wait, so Fulmer doesn't have the stink?
He doesn't have the Mets thing.
I'm being sarcastic.
You know what I mean.
No, I'm just saying. Do you think?
Remember, he was a Met originally.
He was a Met, traded for Yoenis. So was Sessa, by the way. Sessa was in the Cespedes trade.
Is that right?
Yeah, by the Mets to the Tigers.
Yeah, well, we don't talk about him.
No.
He doesn't have the stench.
He just has the stench.
Well, you know what
I mean. He's just not good.
He doesn't have the Mets stench. Maybe that's why they feel he's not good. Really, the Mets.
He just has the stench of not being very good.
Right.
If you were given the choice, same package, between Michael Fulmer and Noah Syndergaard, is it even a decision?
No, I'm taking Syndergaard.
Okay. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
But with
that's
the injury
I'm
history,
saying.
I'm a little concerned about Syndergaard.
No, which you should be.
And you should be worried about
Fulmer.
That's
why I think the price comes down a little bit.
Fulmer had an elbow issue late last year.
Syndergaard's missed how many games these past 2 years?
I'm not debating that. Here's what I'm debating. If a guy had an elbow issue a year ago and a guy has a finger issue today, I'm more concerned about the elbow.
Let me say, any package that does not include Clint Frazier, then there's no trade. That would be
fair.
Me.
That's fair.
Yeah, you know, seriously, he has to be in that
trade. Let me tell you something, all right? We don't have many, okay? We don't have many. I'll leave it at that. Clint would be my guy instantly for many reasons.
He'd be,
reason, the color of his hair.
Of course.
Okay? We don't have many.
Right.
Redheads, successful, powerful. Thomas Jefferson was a redhead.
He was.
That's what my sources tell me.
And successful and powerful.
Two questions. Would you let him grow his hair?
Yes.
And can he wear number 7?
Yeah, because race is gone.
Yeah, we're not retiring number 7. Of course. No, he could grow his hair and figure it down to the floor with the Mets.
Those are two very important things we have to get addressed.
Oh, there's no question. And Noah would have to cut his hair.
Yeah, exactly. Number one, yes, he could grow his hair as long as he wants. He could look like Carrot Top for all I care.
Right.
Second of all, not only would we give him number 7, I would cut Jose Reyes as the trade is being
that's
made.
That's exactly right.
Rip the jersey off his back and hand it to him.
I won't rip it off his back, but
you're classier than
that. He's got number 7. He can have number 7. It's yours. God bless you.
I got to tell you, starting to think about Clint with that hair growing team.
I would do that trade. I don't care how good Syndergaard's pitching because I look at this team. We got some pitchers. This team is so bereft of young position players. It's brutal.
Yeah, no, I get it. I still wouldn't
do it. It's brutal.
I'm still leaning no, but
right.
I get it. I understand.
I'm coming around.
You're being
I've been thinking about this all weekend. It's been biased. I watched home run after home run go out of the building for the Dodgers. You just did another one. I mean, it's how many did they hit? How many did they hit this weekend? 12? What was the number?
Oh, my God.
13.
Go
they hit 7 yesterday, right?
Right.
They hit the grand slam the other day, like a couple grand slams.
Two grand slams.
Right. So that's 9.
Yeah.
All right. Who else did a home run? The guy, what's the guy? I never heard of Muncy, whatever his name
Max was. Muncy.
Max Muncy. He's like, you know, forget about it now. He's like the king pie. He's like Willie McCovey now.
All of a sudden, he's become a star.
So that's 10, one he hit off Jake. So
the
at least
answer
10.
Is 12.
It was 12.
Yeah.
Okay, 12 in 3 games.
Cody Bellinger at a field day.
When's the last time the Mets hit 12 home runs in 3 games at Citi Field? When was that?
17 years ago. Nah, I don't know when it happened, if it ever did happen. But just think about this, all right? 2 weeks from now, Noah comes back. First start, seven innings, no runs.
I get it.
2 hits, 15 strikeouts.
I understand all
this.
You
still want to trade him?
I do. I don't
want
to trade him, but I need to at this point.
I will.
You understand what I'm saying?
I understand. I will. If someday Syndergaard comes back and pitches well, I will ask it to you.
All right.
I'm curious.
Well, look,
you may prove me wrong.
Look,
you may
5 years from now, if he's been great, and we've actually, maybe, dare I say, actually made the playoffs a few times and maybe won a World Series, I'll say thank God that trade never happened.
I get it.
But, I mean, this team right now, they got nothing. They have nothing.
No, they're bereft of talent.
They're totally
are. And who does that fall on? GM.
Oh, he's been.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.